Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Comedy Concepts. I'm Nancy Lombardo. Today we have a special guest. Yes, we have a celebrity, a winner of audience favorites, your NBC's Last Comic Standing, Dainey Condon. We're going to talk about our new show, Dainey Condon, Raw and Unchained. About, well, funny stuff. So, stay tuned. Let's sample a little first, why don't we? Take a minute.
I have two boys, otherwise everything's fine. They're killing me. Nobody listens. I would love to have the CIA wiretap me. At last, somebody would be listening. They like to listen to the rap music. I mean, guys, we live in Greenwich, Connecticut. How ghetto can you and your J. Crew shirts get? When I'm in my kitchen, I like to listen to real music. Aretha, Tina Turner, Billy Joel, yeah. When the kids come in, they take out my CD, they put in their CD, and all of a sudden it's, is it worth it? Let me work it. Put your thing down. I'm making a salad. Put what thing down? After 30 minutes of this, even I'm singing, is it worth it? Let me work it. Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it! No. Don't encourage me. This is wrong. No. Look. I should be seeing words to the Sound of Music or an opera. No, I'm now. Uh-oh. My milkshake brings the boys to the yard, evidently. I ain't no hollaback girl. I've got junk in my trunk. Yes, I do. I'm trying to dust, and then I'm there, my haunt, my lovely lady love. I don't know the front from the back. Maybe you can help me. All right, so anyway, these kids, I tell you, my older boy just graduated from college. Major in religion. Shoot me now. The job offers are just pouring in. My husband said, maybe you'll be a priest. A priest, great. My old archdiocese of Boston just paid out $85 million to settle all the lawsuits. Yeah. Now at least we know what the second collection's for. I thought it was going to Africa, the poor people. No! Father O'Malley Defense Fund!
That was just a little sample of my favorite comedian, Jane Condon, who's here to talk about her new show, Dainey Condon, Raw and Unchained. Jane, I heard you on the phone. I know you're there.
I'm here. I'm mostly unchained.
You're mostly unchained and unfettered?
Unfettered, hopefully.
So how's it going with the show, Jane, your new show?
Oh, it's great. It's so exciting. I'm madly rehearsing, and I have photos now, big photos. You know, when I first did it, I did it last November at Ensemble Studio Theater. And that was successful, and then I did Rye Arts Center, and they seemed to like it. And so now I'm doing it the first four Sundays in May at Theater 3 at the Mint Space, 311 West 43rd.
And that's in New York City for my international
Yeah, in New York
listeners.
Between 8th and 9th. Oh, I know you have an international audience. anyway, yeah, no, so I'm very excited about it. I think people will really enjoy it. It's mostly laughs. It's 80 minutes long, 84 if they laugh. So, and people actually cried the first time. I didn't. I'm in the
yes,
business.
Yes, I know. I did.
making, you know, our business is to make people laugh. So I was kind of surprised. But my manager Irvin, I told him that my friends said that my sisters had cried, and he said, "Your friends said that your sisters had cried. For God's sakes, I cried. It's not just about your family. It's about everybody's family." So I love Irvin.
That's great, Jane. It is great. It's a fantastic show. I love it.
Oh,
it's not just
you.
Crying. It's a lot of laughter in there.
Oh, it's 95% laughs, you know, but
So, Jane, tell the audience a little bit about your beginnings and how you ended up in comedy today.
Let's see. Youngest of four, wanted to get out of the house. A mom, wanted to get out of the house. Sadly, in high school, I was not voted funniest. Mary Del Sordo was, wherever you are, Mary. No, actually, I know Mary is now the principal of an elementary school in Brockton. Yeah. And who's doing an off-Broadway show now, Mary? Yeah. I actually got an email from an old Cardinal Spellman High School friend saying, Jane, I just want you to know I always thought you were funnier than Mary Del Sordo. So, you know, it's just...
Well, that's nice. It's also you were the winner of Audience Favorite New York on NBC.
Oh, yeah. Lucky me. Out of 287 New York comedians, I mean, honestly, I can die now because I have something for my obituary. And you know the backstory, Nancy,
yes,
right?
I slept in my car
to get the audition. And Nancy was the first person I saw when I came out of the club. And she had her tape going even then. So no wonder you ended up having a TV and a radio program. But
well, Jane, a lot of what you do, though, I mean, you came from Brockton.
Yep, right. Blue-collar town. Tough.
And
yep.
Your father was in the FBI.
Yep.
So what was it like growing up, the daughter of an FBI agent?
Well, you don't want to cross me, that's for sure. You know, I would go in on a Saturday, you know, memorize the 10 most wanted, go back out to Brockton and look for them. The trouble is, in Brockton, you might actually find them. There's a new Facebook page, really. You have to see it. This is true. It's called When I Tell People I'm from Brockton, They Get Scared. Now, when I was growing up there, you know, people, we just use fists and knives. They seem to advance to guns, which is sort of too bad. You know, that's just kind of final, you know, to use
well,
a gun.
Yeah, I mean, but is Brockton a rough town? So you grew up
in a rough town? Oh,
is it a scary town?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm happy I got out of there alive. It's but they had good values, you know.
But how did you manage? So you went to Brockton, and you managed to go to a very good college. On top of it.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I have a brain or two. I don't know. I went to Wellesley College, and the nuns were not thrilled because it wasn't a Catholic college. You know, clearly I was aiming above my station in life. And it was, I felt very challenged at Wellesley. It took me 2 years to catch up to the prep school kids because we'd written one essay in high school. You know,
I see what you're saying.
I was so far behind.
So you weren't challenged then,
other than
for survival.
Yeah, I would call that a challenge, yeah. But what I didn't realize is here I think, I'm going to this fancy school, I'm going to learn all this stuff, is I really learned almost everything I needed to know about comedy at my little high school. I wasn't the funniest. I mean, it was, I would say, honestly speaking, maybe I was about ninth. I would put Jimmy Hurley ahead of me, Dennis Delahanty, Joe Sly.
But those are all men.
Jimmy Penzino. Yeah, well.
Your competition was one funny woman?
Well, I must admit, I might have been the funniest at Wellesley,
I
but there wasn't a lot of competition.
You might have been the funniest with that. Now, how long did it take you to write your show?
Oh, I've been writing it really, I did a one-person class in maybe 2002 with Kirsten Ames, who's wonderful, and she worked for HBO, the Aspen Comedy Festival. Very talented, got you all to focus on story. But honestly, I feel like this show is the culmination of everything I've done in comedy, all the acting lessons, all the improv. This is sort of the story I've always wanted to tell, but I wasn't ready to.
And Jane, just so you know, I mean, you also, but you've won a lot of awards for comedy. I mean, you've been on The View, you've been on Girls Night Out,
Grand
Prize winner of Ladies of Laughter.
Yeah, no, that was only because the dwarf forgot her joke. You know, if she'd done that joke about the pantyhose and holding it over her head and saying, "Do I look like a bank robber?" I'm not sure I would have won. But yeah, no, I've been very lucky. It's been an upward slope, and you know, you just keep at it. Having kids kind of, it's taken longer, you know, because I wanted to also be a mother. So
yes, now there's with the Mamapalooza Festival coming up,
which
celebrates mom, and you've been a part of Momedy in the past, and this is like I guess since 2001 we started to acknowledge moms in comedy. What was that day you stepped out of the kitchen and onto a stage and said, "No more laundry and cupcakes for me"?
I didn't step onto a stage. I stepped onto a plastic Fisher-Price picnic table, and I did the nursery school fundraiser. and I did a couple of jokes, and they laughed. And then they clapped, and there was a Swedish dad who came up to me afterwards and said, I thought you were just drunken housewife. But that was sort of the beginning. I do a lot of benefits and fundraisers. It's like disease of the month.
Let me say your website right now. It's www.janecondon.com.
Oh, that's
to find out more about Jane, if you're curious, or just to see her picture up. But if you really want more information on her show, you go to Janie Condon, because
right.
Now she's little Janie, J-A-N-I-E, Condon, C-O-N-D-O-N, raw@gmail.com, janiecondon@raw@gmail.com. And you could also get your tickets there, I believe, right?
Yes, you can make a reservation there, and, you know, just make a reservation, and then... I'm going to tell you the truth. You don't actually have to show up. You know, I mean, I hope you show up.
Oh, yeah, no, show
you
up.
You don't have to pay then. You
That's
can
crazy
pay.
Talk.
Yeah, you can pay when you show up if there's
you
any.
You can pay when you show up, or you can call 212.
And I'm doing it on Mother's Day. I'm doing it, you know, it starts this Sunday. It's the first four Sundays in May. And
the
just
first
very...
four Sundays, just numerically, in case you want to play lotto, is 2, 9, 16, and 23.
You
the
are
four
so
lotto
funny.
Numbers are 2, 9, 16, and 23 at 7 p.m. So play those numbers.
Well, I think people should start their Mother's Day weekend by going to your show, Momedy,
well,
which I've had the honor of doing. Have I done it three times? I love your
You've
show.
You've done it more than three times because you're airing on my TV show all month.
Oh, well, thank you so much. But everybody should go to Momedy on May 7th, Broadway Comedy Club.
7th and 8th, yes. Mommy will be there, part of the International Mamapalooza Festival, www.mamapalooza.com or www.momedy.com.
Yeah, Momedy is Nancy Lombardo.
It's not all mom humor. It's a mix-up cocktail of mom comedy.
Well, sometimes we have a person who just has a mom, right?
They qualify. You can have a test tube. We don't care. If you're here, that's fine.
Go hear Nancy. You know, enough. Nancy's always so nice and promoting everybody else and being so kind to them. But honestly, she is very talented and gifted. Someone called me out here in Greenwich and said they needed someone to, like, welcome people for an Oscar show, right? Remember? And I'm there like, who the heck can – and Nancy. You know, it's like when they say – I've got something really crazy. I'm thinking,
I will
okay,
do anything for
I'll call then. Nancy because I don't know if all of your listeners know you are the king and queen of improv. Nancy, folks, this is a paid political announcement, but what she's too modest to tell, she has worked with Robin Williams. She was in First Amendment. She's written for John Leguizamo. I mean, she's just a – and I like that you do songs as well. You don't cross her nun. I've learned that. Just do whatever the nun says. I love your nun with attitude having – had Sister Edwardette, who you heard about in my show. And, you know,
yes,
these nuns are scary.
You're kind of eclectic, too, because it's not, you've been on so many things. I mean, it's just...
I have a very odd career. It has not been a straight arrow. But I am proud of myself for sleeping in my Lexus to get that audition. You know.
Well, that was a great story. You didn't tell your husband.
No, well, he was out of town and I was unsupervised. That seemed to have happened at the nursery school fundraiser as well. Whenever he's out of town, I go
whenever
crazy.
Whenever he's out of town, Jane Raw and I'm Jane.
Oh, I have to tell you.
The interesting story, though, is that I want to add, Jane, is that for moms or anyone thinking of comedy out there, and without mentioning names, Jane went against the grain where people said, oh, don't do it, don't do it. And she usually listens, but something in Janie Condon, Unchained, Raw and Unchained, said, I'm going to do it.
It just kept bubbling up. I have tried many years to go straight, you know, just to be to be rational, and that's a strain, and to be normal when I feel fringe. What was wonderful about meeting all the comedians is it was my group. You know, they, I understand these people, no matter what age, color, race, religion. I have something in common with them. I mean, we all like to make people laugh, of course, and our job is to bring joy. And
but it's when you're a mom, you're almost like wearing eight hats.
Yeah. Oh well, that's true. I was just
because at one point you might not like that mother, and on the other point you're thinking she could be a bringer.
But it's great to be a mom doing comedy because we have something to talk about. You know, we have real life experiences, and then your family can give you material. I love that joke about the girl, you know, dumping my son. And I call her up and I say, look, can we still see each other? You know, there's just some jokes that are your, I know, I can picture this girl. I know exactly who she is, but I can't say that because I don't want to embarrass him. And I was just out in L.A. last week. I did the Hollywood Improv. That was a lot of fun.
Great.
And I'm not saying this is a great joke. It was a little joke, but I said something my son had said to me. We were driving on La Cienega. It's a street out there.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to him, honey, what does La Cienega mean? And he said, Mom, it means the Cienega, you know, because he took Spanish, so he knew this. I mean, like, all those years of Spanish. You don't even know what – see, thank you for the La, honey. I didn't take Spanish, even
La, yeah, I got the La part. I can manage the La.
And then he said to me, Mom, one word of advice before last week's show. He said, don't F it up. He has another expression. He doesn't say F because, you know, he's young and he's a boy in his 20s. And, but he says, Janie Condon, effing it up since 1951. And when the boys get me together, like we'll be in an airport and they'll sandwich me, they think this is hilarious. They like to abuse me. They're there, Jane, 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 Jane. And they'll
once they got taller than you, Jane.
Oh, that's just so. Is Michael taller than you yet?
Oh, yes, he's much. My son is much taller than me by about a foot.
it's getting hard
to yell up.
It is. Like I'm standing there, like I need a megaphone to talk to them. You know, but yeah, they're my guys. I love them.
Let me see if I can get this up here.
I even like my husband. He's very cute. I married up in looks. His initials are KGB, so he doesn't monogram a lot.
Whoops, we got a double thing going on here. Oh, it won't let me do it. I see. All right. I was going to try to play something off the thing here, but it doesn't want me to do it.
I'm so much better on tape.
What? No, you're fine. It's not that. I was just going to play something else. I'm trying to. Okay, let me see. All right. I'm working a switchboard here. Bear with me, Janie. I want to play some more.
I know you're very good technically.
Technically, he's a good doctor. Yeah. Technically. All right, I think I have another bit of comedy from you at the Laugh Lounge. Let's see if it'll play through.
Nope.
Nice intro.
Yes, thank you. Hi, everybody, how are you? I'm Jane. I've been married for a long time. So let me say this about same-sex marriage, honestly. What's the problem? My husband and I have had the same sex for 30 years. I live out in Greenwich, Connecticut, but I'm still a nice person. Well, no chick will go get me downtown. But I'm originally from a real blue-collar town in Massachusetts called Brockton. And this is a tough town, very tough. We shoot people in Brockton. It's our way of saying hello.
Yeah.
My Irish grandmother had a crocheted pillow that said, don't make me hurt you. Yeah. And my dad was an FBI agent. I went to work with him occasionally. I would memorize the 10 most wanted. I'd go back out to Brockton and look for them. We had a Holiday Inn with a big sign, have your next affair here. This is a Cinderella story, because going away where I come from, going away means jail. Going away in Greenwich means rehab. I have two boys. Otherwise, everything's fine. They're killing me. They're in their 20s, and nobody listens. I ask them simple questions. I say, guys, where are you going? Well, what are you doing? Hey, when are you going to be back? They say, bye, Mom, okay, whatever. They call me off. So I'm thinking, okay, clearly I've got to change my delivery. So now I'm there, where are you going? When you going to be? We will tell you whatever you want to know. Don't ever do that again. Like, it's my fault. They did this to me. They like the rap music. I'm like, guys, we live in Greenwich, Connecticut. How ghetto do you when your J. Crew shirt is ghetto? I hate this music. I can't get it out of my head. Boom, boom, pow. Boom, boom, pow. Give you the phone. I see you need a phone. Give you the phone. See you when I get home. my son's first high school girlfriend. What a doll. She comes over. She fills the house with estrogen. All of a sudden, everybody's nice to me. They say please and thank you. Everybody wears underpants. And then one day, she dumped my son. My son. So I called her up.
Yeah.
And look, can we still see each other? My older boy graduated from college, religion and religion.
Religion.
Now, so the job offers are just boring. That's pretty nice. Want to be an actor great. Like, religion wasn't enough. Too much going on for me, folks. Just too much. We got Iran, and North Korea, and my mother-in-law. I want to help the environment. I want to save the planet. So I have a plan. I have decided that once a month, in order to reduce my carbon footprint, I'm going to stay in bed all day. That's my goal. Yeah. You know what? I think we all need a bit of a boost right now. I think what the country really needs is like a good old-fashioned sex scandal. Do you remember that guy, Jim McGreevy, the former governor of New Jersey? Right? He was having threesomes. I have enough trouble having a twosome. If I'm having a threesome, it's because Sister Edwardette is in my head going, don't do it. Don't do it. And David Patterson, the current governor of New York, he had extramarital affairs. He has limited vision. I have all my vision. Nothing happens to me. At the makeup sex with his wife, he took her to a Dave Inn. Honey, you may not be able to see, but she can. Last but not least, Elliot Spitzer. You know he's on his comeback tour, right? He was on the Today Show with Matt Lauer, talking about the economy. I'm looking at him. All I can think is $4,000 for an evening with a call girl. $4,000. I'm going to tell you the truth here. There is nothing I could do for my husband at the end of which he would say, now that's worth $4,000. Thank you very much.
I think I hear myself laughing in the background.
I did. I think I heard you, too.
That was great, Jane. There's a lot when you're talking, like you'll be speaking, but then your delivery is what really makes it. When people see the show, it's not just, you know, it's not just the words or that these are jokes or setups. It's the way you're doing it and that everything's coming from the heart when you're saying it that makes it so funny. But now I was laughing. I was trying not to laugh into the phone here. just at some of the stuff. It's pretty funny. It's the way you say it. It's not.
Oh, thank you. Well, in that uptight Greenwich way.
Nothing I would do that's worth $4,000. He may be blind, but she's not. Those are all, am I, my gauge of a good comedian is, do I remember their jokes? And do I guess I can remember your whole act.
You remember better than I do. I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's because it's funny. Now, I was curious, does this Mary Del Sordo try to Facebook you?
No, not yet. I look forward to the day when word gets back to her.
She ever Googles herself and she comes up on your website.
Yeah, I know. That would be funny. Actually, I was honored at my high school and someone came out to me and said, I'm Mary Del Sordo's cousin. And that's how I learned that she was the principal of an elementary school. I think that's punishment enough. That's, she was wicked funny, though.
I agree
with him.
She was wicked funny. And
the Boston accent kicks in every once in a while.
Wicked funny.
Wicked funny. Out of here.
I can't tell. Every now and then I was watching something when stand-up stood out, a documentary on Boston comedians.
Oh, yeah.
And
Yeah,
go ahead.
I used to have a very thick Boston accent. Out of here. Awesome. Your mother. Now I say out of here, awesome, and your mother. I like to say, I have a little accent with my husband's car. it's hard. I have to make my jaw, I have to think, okay, close the R, say R. You know, it's just.
Oh, you can always pretend you're from Staten Island. They it over there.
It does actually, yeah, they tend to make the E-R, A-H, and just, well, we're just in a hurry to talk, and then we put in unnecessary R's and. You know.
Must have been all those Dutch.
I don't know. Well, I don't know what it was. We had a lot of Irish up where we were. Maybe the Dutch down here did it. I don't know.
The Dutch. But that's great. So you're doing it four Sundays. Now, how did you decide that Sundays? Because I know that Sunday's your special day with your husband.
I know.
How did you give up four Sundays?
I know. Because Monday was taken. I wanted to do Monday because it's a dark day at the theater and it's easier for people to come. And Sunday was actually the best day for the theater. They wanted me to do Wednesday night at 9:30, and I'm there like,
oh yeah,
I'm not Andrew Dice Clay, you know. I mean, you know, they think when you're a comedian that you're crazy, you know. And
let's back out. My fan base is
but my fan base is suburban, and you know, so I figured if I did it Sunday at 7, then you know they could eat before or after.
It has a good kind of I know this. Isn't there another show called Sunday?
Yeah, Fiona Walsh runs a great show. Sundays at 7, I think, or at the Irish Arts Center.
Yeah.
Once a month. It's a great show. So that must have been in my subconscious.
Well, it stands well. Maybe you'll get some of their fallout, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. But anyway.
It's a great theater. The Mint Theater.
It's
theater
nice.
Three at the Mint. There are more than one theater, right?
There actually are. Yeah.
Okay.
And mine is, I think it's the main theater, and it's a 90-seat theater, perfect size. I went in there, and I just fell in love with the space. It was just great.
It's at 311 West 43rd Street, New York. What's that between?
8th and 9th.
Oh,
and
that's
it's next
easy.
To, what is that theater called?
You can
Second
come in
stage?
From out of town and see. You can come in from Jersey, get out of Port Authority.
Port Authority, Penn Station. I had thought of maybe doing it at the Flea downtown, which I really enjoy that theater. But,
that's
you
way
know, for
there.
My people, it's better to be midtown.
And there's
know.
Parking. And
yeah.
Well, now, Jane, you have to look at the bright side. There, isn't you did pick the time? I think when free parking starts, doesn't it start at 7?
I hadn't really thought of that. But I'm thinking of making up a T-shirt called Janie Does Midtown.
Janie Does Midtown. Everything's Janie.
And did I tell you about the title? The Unitarian Church in Nantucket. They made me change
so
the title. I said, well, it's called Janie Condon Raw and Unchained, and they sort of said, not in our church. So they said, would you mind if we shortened it to Janie Condon Unchained? And I'm there like, well, to me that sort of sounds like S&M, but it's your church. And I said, what is wrong with Raw? And they're there, well, you know, it sounds like you might be swearing or there might be something naked. And I'm there like,
Janie Condon, everyone
me?
Has their cross to bear.
I know. I wanted to say to them, have you seen me? Have you looked at me? Little Miss Uptight Connecticut.
Very threatening, Janie, with that haircut. Very threatening.
Very threatening with that little Dorothy Hamill haircut.
Now,
yeah.
Tell us about your director. Who's your director?
Oh, he's so wonderful. Gus Kaikkonen. The way I got into this whole thing was a wonderful woman named Susan Sandler wrote Crossing Delancey. Do you remember that wonderful
movie? Oh, I love
movie?
That.
Amy Irving.
Great
play. And a star of Amy Irving and Peter Riegert. I hope I said his name right. Anyway, she wrote the play, she wrote the movie, and she's now a professor of film at NYU. She'd heard me twice on Nantucket at the Comedy Festival, and another time she invited me to a group of women and said, you know, essentially, what else you got? And I said, well, I've always been working on this one-person show. And she said, bring a half an hour.
This is on Nantucket.
Yeah, and I did.
Of all the places.
I know. Who would think sort of in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the sea, that... And she said, look, I used to be the playwright in residence at Ensemble Studio Theater. I have nothing for Oktoberfest. You take my space and take my director. And, I mean, that was really nice. I sort of felt like there have been two wonderful karmic incidents in my life this year. And I'm not a woo-woo person, but I do believe what goes around comes around. And you know, I try to be nice to the other comedians and to people in general.
You are?
And, well, you know, I always have food in my car. I'll say that for me. You will not die of thirst or hunger in my car. But anyway, she said, take my spot. And by the way, you have 2 months to get it together. But I'd been writing these stories for a long time. I did a lot of them at the Moth. You know the Moth? It's,
oh, yes,
God,
yes.
What
that's
great,
where you get up and...
Great outfit. And I do 5 minutes. And I won one story slam with this story about my husband's old girlfriend.
Oh,
and,
I love that story.
Yeah, you know how I was insanely jealous. And then whenever I'd have a 45-minute set when I'd be headlining, I would put in one or two of these stories, Birth in Japan, My Son. Now, I couldn't use all of them in this one-person show because you have to sort of have a spine to the story, and mine is why I do comedy. And it starts with the surface reasons, and then it gets, this is the part where we cry about Turtle
Boy.
About
your family.
You know, sort of, about my family. And... I don't want to give anything away, alcoholism and mental illness. But no, but you know, everybody has something, right? And so it's, you know, like a lot of people, I used my humor to to deal and to get through things. And I can't remember what I was talking about now.
Yes,
okay, so she had me do this show,
mm-hmm.
and just to get it up in 2 months was, it was really only sort of written 2 weeks before. And then this wonderful, wonderful man, Gus, directs kids in their Shakespeare plays at Juilliard, and he also
I didn't realize
at
he had
NYU.
Such extensive credit.
Yeah, no, he's a very high-level guy, and I was just, you know, there are people who are sort of carrot and the stick, and I respond very well to the carrot and not well to the stick, and he's that kind of director, kind of pulled the best out of you, and he just helped me shape it like, we don't want to feel sorry for you. You know, he just gently carved out the excess. And he let me keep most of it. I was kind of surprised. We actually have a rehearsal tomorrow, God Bless Ripley Greer Studios, and then we have tech on Saturday and Sunday. And he has a play running now at the Mint. I'm sort of there because he's a big deal there, and he's doing Dr. Knock.
You happen to meet all these people who are big deals, Jamie.
Well, I just got lucky. And
I don't think it's luck. I think that it has to do with having a positive outlook, and when opportunity presents itself, just say yes. I used to take so many jobs with having no background or skill in them, by muttering the simple phrase when they would ask. They would say, "Can you do warm up comedy?" And I go, "Nobody does warm up comedy like I do. Can you dance? Nobody dances like I do."
But I wish I had your confidence. But you know, Susan Sandler said that too. Say yes to everything. And, you know, you get scared, and this is a big deal theater, and so I'm very pleased to be there, but I honestly think it's good, and I usually am somewhat modest, but I think it's the best thing I've ever done, you know, at least for me, and it just brings together a lot of stories. I wasn't able to put in all my stories. Hopefully there'll be a Son of Jane.
Son of Jane. Son of Jane.
Jenny Condon Durr.
Not so raw and...
Yeah, less raw, more coiffed.
Strong and free. Strong and free. And then, but the other thing too, Jane, is you do have you tend to hide your light under a bushel. You write for Huffington Post sometimes.
Oh,
well,
that's really fun. Yeah, I like writing for the comedy page. I mean, Andy Borowitz is the king of that, right? He's really funny. Lee Camp does great stuff. And every once in a while, I just want to say something, you know, and I've written for CNN.com and... Like when Sarah Palin came on the scene, I just said I didn't think Hillary should attack her. And it got, I can't believe this. I think they're kidding me. 750,000 hits, they say. Anyway, the Huffington Post, or as the kids call it, the HuffPo. It's just, I love to do political and topical humor. The world sort of hasn't found that out yet, but hopefully they'll come calling.
But you do it in that you use things in the news, but in a funny way. And
yeah, I try to always slip it in, you know, and make it as accessible as possible. And, you know, I do
that.
What
I like about Jane Condon is that she's the only person who will talk in third person about herself while she's performing.
The Janie Gunn.
You'll do a joke, and they go, "Oh no, Janie, mustn't do that again."
Oh, I know. Well, I'm also looking at my. I kind of lead a double life. You know, I'm a Greenwich mom, but I'm also a comedian. And then people tell me, "Does this happen to you?" They tell me the dirtiest jokes, and I'm like aghast. But I'm like, "Oh, thank you for your
input."
Well,
I listen. That's my differences. Oh yeah.
Well,
what do you got? So I tend to listen to what they have to say with that. But it's but it's not just let's focus on the crying part of the show.
Oh.
There's a lot of laughs in this show, Jamie Condon, Ron Unchained. It's not coming from there. It's just that you want to let the audience know that you expose you. It's not a stand-up show. If you're thinking,
no, it's theater. It really is, which is.
And that's another interesting thing, Jane, is that there is such a plethora of comedians out there now where basically anybody with four friends who will go to anything can get on stage. And gone are the days of, as you said, you studied here, you studied there.
Right.
Gone are the days of where you actually know something about what you're doing. You know how to hold yourself on stage. You studied clowning, I believe, at one time.
I did. I said, that was very freeing, you know, when you're an uptight Greenwich mom, like, you know, for people to say, move your body. My boys are always saying, "Mom, every time you move on stage, we crack up." You know, so That was a little tip to be. You're naturally physical from stem to stern. Clowning was great, though, because all of a sudden that said to me, use your whole body. Like, well, I'm Irish. We use from the waist up. We don't even have from the waist down. It's like river dance.
Only the feet move.
Only the feet move. But, yeah, clowning was a big gift. Just, you know, it's the whole body is your instrument. And so that was very, you know.
Oh, yeah. But that's all part of it, that you use that, you know, that you use that, that you use, you also teach, don't you? You've taught at
Times.
Oh, they're so cute.
I've taught kids in comedy at Gotham Comedy Club and in the Nantucket Comedy Festival, and they are just so cute. What I love about them is they sort of remind me why I got in the business. They're original and fresh. There's this young man named Ryan Drum, and he will act out a whole story. And I think you'll agree with me on this.
Was he at Gotham? Did I see him at Gotham?
I think you did. Yeah, I think you did. He does the story about pushing the grocery, what do you call it, grocery cart for his mom, but he keeps bumping into her.
Hitting her in the heels?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. And, you know, because he gets distracted by girls and other things on two legs. Anyway, they're fresh and original, you know, and they haven't...
I saw some great comics. I saw some not so great kids, but I mean, kids and comedy. It's a great thing. And they now Jane has been part of the Mompalooza Festival since 2005.
Wow,
that's
I'm a big
long.
Mama. I'm an old mama, I guess.
Oh no, even when you, I don't think you really missed a year. Like you would end up doing it somewhere down, like when
right.
we were like
eventually.
One year, eventually, or
yeah, I really love
actually,
it.
When you were doing Last Comic Standing, that was very funny. I got Carrie Louise to replace you. And then I said, come anyway, I'll do less time. And you're like, oh, okay. And you came, and I said, well, Carrie's pregnant, and she canceled, so you're on.
Oh, it was great. I just, I look forward to the day when I can juggle both. I wanted to do Your Momity and the one-person show, but they're very different, you know, animals.
Oh, it's a different type of...
I hope you do in October again, so I could do it again. Because it's such, I don't know if your listeners know this, but... It's such a wonderful and semi-rare occasion to have all women on a show.
Yeah, especially now, if you look at any lineup of the clubs, which is my biggest protest.
Yeah.
Any lineups, it'll say comedy festival, and there'll be no women.
Yeah. No, we're sort of.
We're having a festival without you, women.
But I've sort of turned that around. I feel like, you know, it makes them notice us then when we're there, and to have more women in comedy. And more gay people in comedy, just since I started, like, I don't hear any more anti-gay jokes, and I don't hear any more misogynistic stuff. We're sitting right there, so it's very hard.
You know
what
I find? The new comics tend to do that. The new comics tend to, I get up, if I follow them, I go, okay, let me just point out, you just did 10 minutes on being a pedophile. This is now on record. Should you even look at a child sideways? Do you realize what you've just done to yourself? You could say you were a comic, but they're going to say you put it out there.
Yeah. Well, I get tired of the kids blaming their mothers for everything. I just want to say, oh, for God's sakes, you know, straighten up, take responsibility. At some point, it's your fault. It's not our fault.
I know, but it's. I'm laughing because I wrote a song. I'm going to blame it on my mother.
Oh.
That blame me with the
that will be
thing.
A great
and
song,
I just
sure.
want to say again, let's talk about it's at the Mint Theater. It's at four
thanks.
Sundays at 7 in May.
Yep.
It's Theater 3 at the Mint. Remember, it's at the Mint, 311 West 43rd. That's between 8th and 9th in New York City. So you could just get off the bus or the train, and you're right there. You don't even have to drive in. But if you do, I believe there's parking around there, so that's the plus side of it all.
I'll find out soon. I got to park my car somewhere.
Now, if they wanted to contact you for more info, what would they do?
You can go to janecondon.com, my website. If you go to contact at the end, it actually has my email address.
Oh,
I mean, it has my manager's too.
But Janie Condon.raw, what is that?
Oh yes, that actually is a box office. there are little box office people there who will take down your reservation.
Oh, they will.
They thought of that. And,
oh, there's
and a then
human
they,
there.
And then they forward them to me. Yeah, say hi, Martha, or hi, Sherry, when you make your reservation.
Well, we don't need everybody to have your email because you answer like 8,000. But so if they emailed something there to the box office,
oh, yeah, jennycondon.raw@gmail. What they do often is forward them to me because my friends are so nice and even people who know me just say, hey, Jane, hi, how are you? They chat.
Oh, well, in that case, why don't we, if anyone listens to this in archive in the month of May, because you have all May to listen to this radio show again if you do, why don't you email Janie Condon, raw@gmail.com, so she won't be bombarded trying to answer everybody.
You know what? They can email me at jcondon4@AOL.
Oh,
I have
you,
no.
You don't know.
I shouldn't have said that, huh?
Yeah, no.
I didn't. Well,
do,
anyway.
Do it at the Raw. Do it at the Raw. It's better. You'll yes. see what I mean. Anyway.
Okay.
But if you email her there, she's going to run a contest. And once a week,
yes.
she's
yes.
going to give out two tickets
yep.
to the person who comes up with the best Raw and Unchained joke of the week to give out two tickets to a show, which I believe is a $50 value.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's $25. It's $25.
Well, tickets is $50.
Oh, two tickets is $50. I didn't want to charge people too much because.
You
do know
see,
what I mean?
This is what you don't know about Jane. She's not a hardcore person.
No, I'm
She's
not a
not
business
that
person.
Rip out the throat
yeah,
kind of. She could have never been a lawyer.
Yeah, I got to get a little more go for the jugular, you know.
There
going.
Is no jugular. She could not have been a vampire or a lichen or in Twilight or in werewolf movies.
Maybe we should have called it Janie Condon Nice and Unchained. It's like when any people who know me say Raw and Unchained.
Too nice for comfort.
Yeah, they say, who are you kidding? This is like, this is what Michelle Ballin said. What are you kidding me? You know, love the title. Because it is a bit of a misnomer, but it you'll see in the climax of the show it actually.
Well, Paul Herzig, you know Paul, right?
No, sorry.
Yes, you do. He used to run the Comedy Cellar.
Oh, well, I.
He just emailed me. Angela Scott just emailed me. She can't figure out the she's getting online. But Paul Herzog is going to listen to you in archives, and if he's smart, he'll hear his name and email for those free tickets. He ran the Comedy Cellar, not the Comedy Cellar, the comic. Comedy U.
Oh, my goodness. He goes way back. He goes
yes,
way Wasn't Eddie Brill at Comic U?
Yes.
A lot of people started out
there. A lot of famous
there.
People.
Oh, thank you,
you know?
Paul Herzog. So. I have a feeling he's going to win just because I like him. I'm a very bad person that way.
He's a fellow friar as well.
Oh.
Who has
the best softball team in the Central Park League?
Friars rule.
You're listening, folks, to the catcher on one end and – and your part-time second base person
here. Oh, yeah, we rock. We're going to win the next one.
Yeah, I was so sad we got rained out.
I just want to take a moment here to thank also the Broadway Comedy Club for being just a huge part of the Mammapalooza Festival and
Yay,
being
Al
so
Martin.
Supportive. And that's Al Martin at
Al
the Broadway
Martin.
Comedy Club. And let me just say something about the Broadway Comedy Club to my listeners. If you're thinking of having a group party or something like that out here, they tailor make it. They just try to make it all about you there. And Al Martin, a special thanks to Al Martin and his staff because they're so supportive of women in comedy.
Yay.
And the Broadway Comedy Club is, you can go online, Broadway Comedy Club, 318 West 53rd Street. And my show will be on May 7th and 8th at 6 p.m., May 7th and 8th. That's a Friday and a Saturday. And if you email me your funniest mommy joke, you may win. And you can go to my website, www.mommy.com.
And
you
that's
might
the main
just win
stage, right?
Two tickets, yes.
Yeah, that's the main stage downstairs.
No, I'm going to do upstairs, Jane. I'm making it smaller.
Oh, you're going intimate.
I'm going more intimate because I wanted to spread it out over two nights to give comics a chance.
Right.
Because a lot of
I know some of your comics. Kim Johnny, the first night, is great. The second night, Helen Malik is great. There was somebody else. Oh, Angela Scott!
Angela Scott
oh, my
is
God.
Fantastic.
You
she
and Angela so- alone worth the price of admission.
And Posh. We have Posh, too.
Oh, my goodness. I remember
Yes, yes.
When her
name
wasn't
Posh. Known as Rhonda Hanson. And
Rhonda Hanson
on SNL.
You can't say the man. She's the woman. Anyway,
she's a woman. She went from directing back to comedy. And
we're happy to have her back. Thank you.
And Renee Mintner. She's
on, my goodness.
Too.
You got a great show.
And Friday night, we have a special guest. We have Christopher McGinnis.
Oh, you have the little pianist?
Yes, not little. He's a 12-year-old protege.
12 now.
Musical protege, and he was featured on iCarly and Oprah.
Cool. Well, you've been on Nickelodeon yourself, right? You always forget to tell people.
Well, I think when they read my bio on the front page, it's like, la, 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 la. I've been on a lot of things. Yes, if you read my bio on the profile, you'll see how many things I've been on. But, Jane, this is all about you.
Oh, well.
And people can listen to this now. Jane, when they go back, I'll tell you the information. I think it'll take, another hour to upload. But then you could send this out if you want, and people can re-listen to it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Can we tell them about 24? I forgot.
Oh, you're going to be on 24. Oh, my gosh. How do we forget that? And I'll
Yay.
Be on Mercy as a doctor. Don't blink. You'll miss me. But you'll be on 24.
24 on the season finale. This is history, at least
to me.
Did you
get to meet Kiefer?
I didn't meet Kiefer, but I worked in a scene with Chloe, Mary Lynn Ricegub, who is a comedian herself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but she makes a lot more money than
me. And
we
again,
do.
Tell them how you got the job, Jane.
Oh, well, okay. I do this show. I get to do a lot of my topical political humor in this once-a-year show, Renaissance Weekend, a lot of business and political leaders, 1,000 people. And this year I was in Charleston, South Carolina. And this guy came up to me afterwards, Howard Gordon, who's the producer of 24, and he said, "You're hysterical." And I said, "I love your show. I've seen every episode." And I just started blathering about, oh, too bad that Michelle died in season 2. And I love Erin, the Secret Service agent, and Martha, the president's wife, and Cherry Jones. You know, thank you for hiring her, you know, because she's such a wonderful actress. And I'm a big fan of Chloe's, and to me it's the Chloe and Jack show. And anyway, I told him that my dad was an FBI agent, and he said, "I should write you a small role." And I'm looking at him like,
oh, my
stunned.
Years of theater training.
And
he does comedy to get a role. So.
And he did. He did. So this was like my second big karma thing of the year. He's just a prince, Nancy. It's like every good thing I did for someone
again,
else came around in the form of Howard Gordon. And I had my own trailer. I had some lines with Chloe. I am on the season finale, which is like, so I'm a CTU analyst, counterterrorism unit. Somebody has to save New York. And it was just super cool. And we filmed it out in Chatsworth, California. It's already done.
Don't tell me you got to go to California as well. Now I'm really jealous.
Yeah, well, I have a son in L.A., so, you know, that was...
Yeah, but the fact you got... Did they fly you, or did you just have to show up?
I had to mostly show up, but they paid me above scale so
that's
that
fine.
I could sort of afford to... Yeah, I could afford to.
Because you do travel a lot in your comedy. And you're not... Wait, we forgot to mention. You're also... You not only have your one-woman show available for private events, but you're also a public speaker.
Oh, well. Anyway, I guess.
Yeah, you do. No, you've spoken at a lot of events. And.
Oh, yeah. Well, what I like to do, and you do it too, is customize to an event. You know, if it's a breast cancer fundraiser that I'm going to do my comedy, I'll do some jokes up front about the topic. You know, my sister had breast cancer. I've had skin cancer, you know, like nothing, like a baby cancer. But, you know, if it's a corporation.
You're not the comedian who did – I'm trying to think. Some comedian I remembered was doing who had the worst cancer, like trying to outdo each other. You call that cancer?
Yeah. No, I'm not sure I do that. I say – because I do Memorial Sloan Kettering occasionally, just the patients and caregivers, I'll say, you know, I think there are two kinds of people in this world, the cancer people and the heart people, and those damn heart people. What a bunch of whiners. You know, I'm having a heart attack. Yeah, come back when you have a tumor. Anyway, they have told me not to say that because it's about cancer, and I'm there, I think they know they have it, you know. But anyway, I'm really psyched about 24. And it's on May 24th, It's probably 10 seconds that will live in infamy. My lines are something like, "How do you want it coded? Yes, ma'am." But it took all of my Catholic high school upbringing not to steal the CTU jacket. I wore that jacket. Sister Edwardette was in my head saying, "Don't do it, don't do it." And
well, you know, in the union, they take your waiver to make sure you can't steal
it. Oh, they do.
Yeah, they take your waiver. They ask for your ID whenever they loan you. They don't trust actors.
Oh, and I love craft services. I mean, you've done more TV
shows. I love
craft
services. I do all my shopping
there. But I was the only one eating. I was the only because it's California and they're all buff and it's 95% men. And one big, big boy, he was playing a New York City Police Department guy. He had like a piece of cantaloupe, another had a strawberry, and someone had a yogurt. And I got the powdered donut on my face. You know, I just felt. And I'm putting the bagels in my tote bag, you know, because you never know when
you're so tiny. I hate you.
Well, I try to work out every day, but it was so cool. And Chloe, Marilyn Rice, said the nicest thing to me. She said, Jane, you remind me of me when I was new to CTU, you know, and she's just my hero because she's a little geeky and I spent a lot of time in the library and, you know, and then I came out of the comedy closet, much to my husband's surprise. He married this nice, you know, shy, quiet, studious girl. He didn't sort of know the other side. And, I mean, no, like I'm a great person to sit next to at a dinner party. You will not die of boredom at a dinner because,
me too.
Right? Because, you know,
I love to hear every story.
And you'll narrate everything, right? Everybody who goes up to perform, you have a little comment. You know, it's like when we go to the Friars Club roast. Half to me of the fun is listening to the comedians comment on the other comedians, and it's just so funny.
I know Michelle Ballin.
Oh yeah. Oh God. Jeez.
I have to say your name during the show. I try to say your name every show. Michelle Ballin.
That's for good luck. That's for good luck. Anyway, Michelle is probably the only softball player in the Central Park League who needs a cigarette after every op. But she's a great player. And you're a great player.
Yeah. No, we have a great women's team there.
Yeah. I just love our little team. Should we do a shout out to Joe Diamond? Hey, Joe.
And yes, of course, Joe Diamond.
We love Joe.
All the players. We have great players there. Janie Condon is Raw and Unchained, written and performed by Jane Condon, directed by Gus
Kaikkonen. Kaikkonen, nice guy.
Kaikkonen, very nice, and it did a good job. Oh, okay, and hold on, we have a caller. Hold on, Jane, before I let you go.
Oh, good.
Let's see. Oh. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Nancy, it's Christopher.
Oh, it's Christopher McGinnis, our talented musician.
How are you doing?
Jane, say hi.
Hi, Christopher. I've heard you perform, and you are amazing.
Thanks a lot.
Wow.
You know, Christopher, from the Papa John commercials?
Ha-ha, yeah.
The Papa John commercials, and iCarly. He plays the piano upside down and backwards, and Oprah. He's on Oprah's website, his talent, most talented hits.
Did they give you unlimited pizzas, Christopher, Papa John's?
Well, they actually did for the shoot, but, you know.
for the shoot.
You could only eat so much.
The bag.
Just for the shoot. And, hey, Chris, you know, Jane's got a show called Janie, Raw and Unchained.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's
and,
a little misleading, Chris.
it's not that raw and it's not that unchained, but it's very funny. Could kids go to the show? What would you say?
No. Christopher is out there in the real world.
Say kids, I mean, you know, Christopher is a 12-year-old musical prodigy.
Well, he's a 12-year-old New Yorker. A 12-year-old New Yorker can go, for the rest of the country, I'd say be over 18. You know,
really?
New York kids are very sophisticated.
But your show, I wouldn't think there's anything
in
your
show. It's squeaky clean. It's actually squeaky clean.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that there's anything. Your show is funny. I think
badly.
I think you kind of appeal to teens.
Yeah, well, maybe. I hadn't thought of them as my core audience, but it's safe enough that you could bring them.
Hey, Jane, you know, Chris has been working on stuff recently. What's the song you have on iTunes now, Chris?
I actually have two songs on iTunes. One of them is Dreams Are Made Of, and the other one's Time Waits 401.
Oh, really? I think I happen to have that right here.
Ha ha.
Did you write this, Chris?
I wrote it and I laid out all the instruments.
Wow.
Do you ever feel like it's cold on the outside? Looking to get in. You know you can do it because you've got the tools and you know you can win. The streets are littered with stories of those who try but just couldn't win. You promised yourself you wouldn't.
great, Jay?
That was great. That was really great.
Well,
I'd like to hear that on American Idol.
It's on iTunes, right? You can get it on iTunes, right?
Oh,
yeah,
that's
you can
fantastic.
Download it on iTunes.
Oh, that's great. That is a great song. Chris,
and
congratulations.
And Chris will be performing on my Momedy show on Friday night.
I will. So I will.
6 p.m. if you want to see him. He's going to be playing some more original songs that he wrote. I actually put him in. He's got his own spot right up there with the comedians.
I love how you mix comedy and music, Nancy, because, you know, you have your strong musical side, too.
Oh, yeah. I like mixing it up. But that's what I was going to say. Chris, you know, now... You'd really enjoy Jane's show. You've seen her comedy. You enjoyed her show.
Yeah.
I mean, but her Ron Unchained show, it's just so, the comedians now, like Chris, it's not just music anymore. Chris also acts and auditions
for
huge movies. He does voiceovers. And he's only 12. You and him are outdoing my career at this point. I'm really jealous. And Chris has played, he played last year my Momedy show as well, and he's just a fantastic.
Yeah, that was fun.
I heard him one year. I mean, he was amazing. I remember very clearly.
Yeah,
thank
sometimes
you.
We improvise and we play along there. And
all the blues, little riffs.
Little riffs on blues, and Chris has just been doing a lot of great things with his music and just getting it out there, which is really good. Jane, I know you have to go. I mean,
sorry.
Unless you want to stay on for a couple of minutes, I'm going to play one more of Chris's songs.
Oh, I'll listen to Chris's song.
Oh, all right. What's the second one called, Chris? I got to find
it. It's called Time Waits for No One.
Time Waits for No One. Okay. If I could figure it out, Chris. Really bad.
Maybe Chris
Uh-oh.
Could start humming it until it kicks in.
No, it's not bad. It's my, there's a feedback. Okay. Don't talk for a second, and I'm going to see if I can trick my switchboard into doing this. Okay. There you go.
Nancy, a friend of mine is listening on the computer, Karen Martin. Can we all give her a shout out?
Karen
One,
Martin.
Two, three.
Hi,
Karen Martin.
Hello, Karen.
Thanks for listening. You can listen to the whole thing once it's archived in about a half hour. Chris, how long did it take you to write that song, Chris?
Only took me a few days, actually.
A few days.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah.
A few days. Yeah, sometimes I have to trick my computer into playing these songs because it's a computer.
Yeah.
And it's a switchboard.
Nancy, when we were playing my song, did you hear the song doubling behind it, like in a different part of it?
Yes, I did. And that's just the echo from the TV, the radio show as well.
Yeah, that was cool. I was like, all right, then.
I had to cheat to do that one because it wasn't uploaded on the switchboard. Because somebody didn't send it to me in time, but we won't mention her name, Mom. And
always the mom's fault.
It's always the mom's fault. And speaking of that, if you want to see Christopher play on Friday night, May 7th, 6 p.m., the ever-fabulous Broadway Comedy Club, 318 West 53rd Street, reservations 212-757-2323, 212-757-2323, $15 with a two-drink minimum. Well worth it. The great comedians we have that night, Kim, Johnny Posh, and me, and musical prodigy, Christopher McGinnis. Definitely. Saturday night, it's Nancy Lombardo, Angela Scott, Renee Mittler, and eight-month pregnant Helen Malik.
Nancy, I got to go, but I want to say to everybody, go to Momedy.
Go to Momedy
Friday and Saturday.
Raw and Unchained.
Thank you, Nancy. Been a pleasure.
I'm going to dedicate the last song that I'm playing to you, if it'll play.
Thank you. Okay. Catch you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Chris.
Bye.
Stay on, Chris. Is it playing? I'm trying to tell. Let me see if anything's playing. It's Fickle. There it goes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna blame it on my mother for what she did to me, for messing with my psyche.
We were kidding about this, Chris, earlier, because Jane says everybody blames their mother.
Yeah, no.
For having as many fathers.
Well, Chris, are you working on anything else coming up?
Seasons of the year.
Well, I'm actually gonna be playing in Central Park.
I'm gonna blame it on my mother.
In June.
Every time
in what?
It's Make Music New York.
Uh-huh.
And the musicians from all over New York come out and play, and I'll be playing in Central Park.
What day? What day and time?
Well, it's at 10 to 11 in the morning, and I'm not sure the exact day.
All right. We'll tell your website is?
My website is ChristopherMcGinnis.com. And if you go to my website, all the information's right on it under upcoming performances.
But you're going to have to spell McGinnis because I always get it wrong.
It is MCGINNIS. So ChristopherMcGinnis.com.
Well, thanks, Chris, for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me on, Nancy.
And I love your new song. Or I should say, I love your new song. And it's great they're on there. And that Momedy, and it's part of the Mompalooza Festival. Great events, some free events. Not mine, you got to pay.
Oh, I'm not going to blame my mother.
Oh, look at that, I just got in there.
Done.
Yeah, I guess it just got in there. I had to get my voice in there.
Have to be creative.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
Janie
Condon, Raw and Unchained. You got to see that too. That's coming up. And Christopher, what's the club you play at in town?
I play at the Jazz Standard.
So if I'm gonna blame
Jazz Standard. Well, I can't believe an hour and five minutes has gone by.
Oh, yeah.
But special guests have been Janie Condon, Raw and Unchained, and Christopher McGinnis, musical prodigy extraordinaire. Join us at Momedy, won't you? And support the Mamapalooza Festival at www.mamapalooza.com. www.mamapalooza.com. Thanks, Chris, for being on the show.
Thanks for having me on, Nancy.
That's been Christopher McGinnis. Look for him on iTunes. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Nancy.
Have a good night.
Embrace your inner ear.
This has been Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo, and our special guest, Jenny Condon, Raw and Unchained, and Christopher McGinnis, www.christophermcginnis.com. Check them both out. See their shows. Support the arts by supporting the arts. And don't forget to enter our contest to win free tickets for the shows. You'll have to listen to the whole show to find out, or just email Jane to win tickets to hers. You'll have to listen to the whole show to win tickets to mine. Ha, 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 ha! Thank you, and have a pleasant evening.